Bam. Michigan got the fifth largest prison population in the country. Michigan and black citizens in particular are 6 times more likely to be locked up than white people. And I wonder where they get that stuff from. Michigan leads the country in the average length of prison sentence and incarceration and lock up like 39,000 people. It costs the taxpayers $35,000 a person, yet it only costs $11,000 for one public school student. I wonder how much public school teachers make. Killer part about it is Michigan got the longest, lengthiest prison sentences in the nation or in the Great Lake region, yet it's stats proven that the longer you stay, the more of a criminal you become. And if you're talking about black men being 6 times more likely to be locked up than white men, black women, where your man at? He on the back 40. He in the joint. And the killer part is 9 times out of 10, he didn't even do anything in terms of killing somebody. Because they have a thing called felony murder where if you whip somebody and they do something, you get charged and found guilty just along with them. And if you keep it 100, you doing that right along with them, but keeping it real. And then to make matters worse, they show us in front of our face that they are the ones that basically set the trap to lay the foundation for us to sit in the penitentiary. What I mean by that, they got a show to come on television called Snowfall. In this show, they outright showing you that they were the ones that was putting crack cocaine. They being the CIA and the American government are the ones putting crack cocaine on the streets of LA and then throughout. And then got the nerve to lock you up as a capitalistic scapegoat for drug dealing. And the killer part is if you try to bring this to them without any power, without any unity amongst your own people, they treat you like you're just a dog barking across the fence. I wonder then how would they justify if everybody was to say, you know what? Because I was born during and after and shortly before the crack epidemic, I should be absolved of any criminal wrongdoing. And when you make statements like that, they'll look at you like you crazy, but look at what they call white people that's doing Oxycontin. They call them opioid addiction. But when you were doing crack, they called you the scum of the earth. They sentenced you 100 to 1. Meaning that if you had 1 gram of rock cocaine, it was like the equivalent of 100 grams of powder cocaine. Then they had a nerd to turn around and say, now it's 17 to 1, and that's even. How they doing math? You talking about a people that'll kill a shark for biting a white woman's arm off and then try to find that shark that's put thousands of dollars to find it, to kill it for doing what it does. This is the mentality that you're dealing with. This is the mentality that's sitting around housing your fathers, your nephews, your uncles, your boyfriends, your potential suitors. And if they got you incarcerated for 15, 20 years, you're not having no babies. And if you're not having no babies, then what's happening? Your population is going down. And you think it's a conspiracy, but it's not. Look at us. We go to the drive-in and make a baby without even trying. Where they got to have in vitro to try to populate there. We got to wake up, black people. We got to wake up.